Welcome to North Valley Church's Sermon Podcast. We are in our Christian American series. If you'd like to learn more about the series or North Valley Church, you can check out our website at nvcmd.org.
Again. So we are here in our Christian American series, and today is kind of a special day. It's a one-off day. I'm going to talk some, but then I'm going to get out of the way and share the stage here with a special guest who's going to share some stuff with us. But I'm going to kind of give us a starting point of how, where is it that we're starting to get to where we're going. And we've done a lot of hard work over the past few weeks. We have. We started out this series with talking about our perspective, right? Laying a foundation that we tend to look at things from an earthly perspective, but we want to be able to see things from a heavenly perspective. And we talked about in the idea of a Christian American. So what does that mean when I'm looking at things like the flag, the Constitution, when I look at people and categorize them as Republicans or Democrats? Am I seeing that from an earthly perspective, or am I seeing that from how God sees it in heaven? Then the next week, so we talked about some tough stuff and a challenge of what is it, how am I feeling about those things? Am I seeing them from where God says? And then we talked about how God sees government, that God established government, and that we're clearly asked in God's word to obey the government, but that there's moments, there's a line that the government crosses. In the Old Testament, we're going to talk about that in a second, a line in the cross, the line that people cross in governments when that's not okay. And we even talked about the American Revolution, that there are Christians who think that the American Revolution was biblical rebellion. And we talked about what that meant and why it's not something I believe, that I think there is biblical foundation for when governments cross the line. You can, in self-defense, defend yourself and say this tyranny is not okay. Last week, we talked about what does it mean to be a light in our community, that we want to have be lights in, and we looked at it through a framework of justice, mercy, and humility. And we talked about justice, and that for me to be able to be a good light of justice, it's going to start with being aware of my own bias. That I've got a starting point inside me, all of us do, that we've got a bias. And until I'm honest and transparent about my bias, about what I think about Republicans and Democrats, or people of different races, people of different cultures and ethnicities. Until I deal with my own bias, I can't be an authentic and successful champion of justice in my community. And we talked about mercy and showing mercy to those who need it. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. But we also talked about humility, and that humility can be characterized by valuing other people, and we value other people by listening to them. That if we hear somebody who gives an opinion about something, I don't need to like it, I don't need to agree with it, but I can still value the person, and I can value that they have an opinion, and I can be a good listener, and I can ask questions, which improves my understanding of where they're coming from. I grow when I ask good questions, even of people that I may not agree with. And so we've dealt with some heavy, hard things. And for the last sermon in the series, we're going to keep the ball rolling. So let's talk about the Old Testament. When we talk about the Old Testament, some of us get willied about it, right? When we're sharing our faith with people who may not know who Jesus is, they may not know that Jesus came and died, that we've done things to separate ourselves from God, and Jesus died on the cross so that we could have our relationship restored with him. He paid the price for our sins, rose from the dead, And when we put our faith and trust in Him and accept His forgiveness and His leadership in our life, we're forever transformed starting right now today. There are people who need to know that. Maybe somebody here doesn't know that today. If that's you, I would love to chat with you about where your relationship is with Jesus. Well, when we're in conversations with people who may not know who Jesus is, often people will say, man, I don't see how you can believe in a God like that, because look at all the terrible things He did in the Old Testament. And we sometimes say, oh yeah, I completely understand. I tend to focus just on Jesus. Completely disregarding that they're the same people. Right? It's God. It's God on both Old and New Testament. Completely disregarding that if God did those things, maybe there was a reason behind it. Right? So I can't go back to the Old Testament and tell you all the reasons. Right? I'm not God. He knows things and does things for reasons that He's never going to tell me in this life. But we get glimpses. We get little, oh, by the ways, in the Old Testament. So I just want to hang out there. Let's make ourselves uncomfortable, and let's talk about some of those uncomfortable things. We're going to talk about at least one of those things. In Joshua, when the Israelites were getting ready to take the land of Canaan, here's some of the things that the Israelites did, and God encouraged them to do that. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it. Men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, donkeys. When we read that, we get this idea, man, that's hard. And when we stand over here in our earthly perspective, we can't figure out why God would do that. So I just want to take for a moment, let's move over here to the heavenly perspective and go, can we maybe understand some of the reasons God did that? And we may not get them all, but the Bible's pretty clear about at least one. And I just want to go hang out for a moment of why God would do that to the people in the land of Canaan. In Psalm 106, it talks about these people in the land of Canaan. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to false gods. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated with their blood. I don't know all the reasons that God does what He does, but He took the time to share with us that one. That if you want to understand why God said, we need to wipe out the people that are in the land of Canaan, it was at least in part because they were sacrificing their sons and daughters. Now let's just take a breath for a moment and look at that from a Christian American point of view. There are a list of things that if you do as a country, God will take you out. That if we are a country that sacrifices our sons and daughters, it puts us in the path of God's wrath. But if you've hung out at North Valley, you know my attitude about COVID, right? I'm not afraid. I don't think we should be manipulated by fear. But when it comes to this, I'm afraid. Because these are the list of things that God's not just going to get upset and discipline. It's not the list of things where He's going to overthrow the government. It's the list of things where He wipes out everything that had breath. When we say sacrifice our sons and daughters, what do we mean? In Psalm 139, it paints a picture for us about, from God's heavenly point of view, who qualifies as a son and daughter? David is writing, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise You because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. From God's perspective, our life begins way before our birthday. He's been working with us, forming us. He is hanging out with us in our mother's womb. Think about that for a moment, right? We like to talk that I'm walking with God, right? Moms who are carrying babies are walking with God. For babies, God's riding along with babies in their mother's room. Think about it. God's going for a ride in, I don't know, I just found that funny. God's going for a ride with the unborn infant. Even if you look at it from a scientific point of view, based on what we know today about life and DNA, right? A significant point in our life that you can identify that this is who Dan is the moment of conception, when my DNA strand identifies who Dan is. Even from a scientific point of view, it's very arguable that that is the start of Dan. And that whatever it is that is inside of a mother's womb is a person. And God looks at them as a child. And that the act of abortion is murdering an innocent child, sacrificing the baby. God takes that uber seriously. Last week when we were talking about mercy, we talked about if I'm going to be a person who seeks justice and mercy, Proverbs 31:8 says that we have an opportunity to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. We have a people group here who can't go on a protest march. They can't vote the guy into office who's going to speak up for their rights. They need a voice. Who is going to speak up for these unborn infants? In a minute, we're going to have an opportunity to hear about an opportunity that North Valley Church has to partner with a ministry that gives us a place to be able to do that. Before we do that, I just want to take two rabbit trails. First rabbit trail. Statistically speaking, it's likely that somebody in this room has had an abortion. If that's you, I want you to hear me say, I am not here to judge you. I'm not here to change what happened in the past. You can't change what happened in the past. Now, I'm not a woman. Nope. There's some man things going on there, but I'm still not a woman. I've never been pregnant. But the stories I've heard from women, again, just stories I've heard from women who have had abortions, who have had that procedure, the journey doesn't end on the day of the procedure. That journey still continues on. I can't change the past. What I can do is walk with you today. I just want to... I just want an opportunity to be able to walk with you on the journey you're on. So I don't want you to leave today feeling harsh or judged. That was rabbit trail number one. Rabbit trail number two. There are legislative issues at the case here. And there are things in government that we maybe need to do some changes on. We have opportunities as individuals to do that. In Dan's view of the church's role in the community, that is not my job. I am not going to advocate a candidate. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I simply would like to ask that as you make those choices, go vote. I encourage you to vote. As you make those choices, I want you to think about, give some consideration to these folks here who don't have a voice to speak up for themselves. We have an opportunity to be a voice for them. But I'm not going to go political here. That was rabbit trail number two. Everybody just take a breath. I would like for us to take an opportunity to think about how might I be able to be a voice for those who can't speak for themselves. To get us kicked off, I'm going to invite Becca LaWall up to be able to segue us into what our opportunity is. If you would, please. Becca loves speaking in front of crowds, so give her some love.
I'll try. Well, I would like to let you guys know that I'm going to be the church liaison for CareNet of Frederick, and I'm going to invite my mom, Andrea. She has been the program coordinator there for almost 9 years, and she's going to give you some more information, and she will be here afterwards as well to answer any questions and talk with you one-on-one. Andrea.
Thank you, Becca. Good morning. I just want to thank you all really for having me here. In all honesty, it brings back a lot of memories. And not everybody knows this, but this is the church that I spent all my teen years. And, okay, this is the church that that I was attending when I found out I was pregnant. And so not only have I, am I on staff at CareNet Pregnancy Center, in 1986, I was a client. And then later on, I was a volunteer that segued into being able to be blessed to be on staff there. CareNet was established in 1983 by a woman who had previously attended this church. It was started right here in Myersville in her house. So I don't know if many of you know that. The lady's name is B. Smith. It was called, incorporated later as the Frederick County Crisis Pregnancy Center. The reason she did that was her own young teenage daughter got pregnant and there was no resources, no place for her to turn. And so that's why it was started. Now, in early 1986, I remembered that B was there, and my then boyfriend at the time, Fred, he went to where they were located. We talked through things because for me growing up in a Christian home, in a Christian church, did I ever think I was going to find myself in that situation? No. But as a teen, I had my foot in two doors, or two places. One is in the world, and what the world is telling me that I needed to do, that I needed to be, who my identity was, what relationships were supposed to look like. But then there was also the piece of me that was the church girl. I was the nice church girl. And this voice won out. And so when you find yourself having empty houses and time on your hands, things naturally take their course, which leads to typically positive pregnancy test. So positive pregnancy test for that good, nice Christian girl, it's a difficult thing to wrap your head around. It took me a long time. In what's now CareNet was there to help me walk through that, to help me with the courage to be able to tell my parents that I was pregnant. But in between that time, I considered abortion. Because you know what? The world says that abortion is the easy way out. You just get rid of the baby. It's not even a baby, it's just a blob of cells. And no one needs to know. No one needs to know your sin. No one needs to know your shame. No one needs to know what you're hiding. Because God, the enemy wants to keep us in the dark. And I so appreciate what Pastor Dan had to say this morning. Because the odds are pretty good that someone sitting in here has had an abortion. And as someone who's considered that, my heart goes out to you. Because like you said, it doesn't end there. And your shame, your grief, is no greater than mine. And so, as we talk about today, things that we do at Caring Up, I'll touch on that a little bit more. So CareNet's mission statement is to educate, equip, and empower women and men to make abundant life choices. And however that looks for that couple, for that young woman, you know, we want to be there as that voice to help walk them through those pregnancy decisions. We can go ahead and go to the next slide. Let me tell you some of our services we offer, which all of our services are free, by the way. We offer pregnancy tests. We offer options counseling, which options counseling is telling a woman all of her choices. We offer pregnancy confirmation ultrasounds. We offer free STD, STI testing, and information, treatment. We offer post-abortion care. And what that looks like is helping a woman and a man walk through that journey of forgiveness, of healing from that, because God doesn't want us to live in that darkness. And it's taught by and led by women who are post-abortive, who know what another woman is going through. We also offer educational classes because once she comes in and finds herself pregnant, she may be completely overwhelmed. And one of the things that we can do is help her to see that she can do this. And we're going to be here, not just to, hey, here's your positive pregnancy test, but I'm going to walk through that with her, and that's my job, for probably about the next 4 years. And as the program coordinator, what I do is I oversee our classes, our educational piece. So I offer classes in pregnancy, not how to get pregnant, but the whole journey of pregnancy. Yeah, that's good. I can tell you how it works. and infant care and life skills and Bible classes. And we have those classes for women and men. And then we also have some support for those fathers-to-be. So what that looks like right now, there's like the pre-COVID and the post-COVID kind of way things look. We have continued to provide pregnancy tests for the community. We have limited ultrasounds that we're doing, but we are still continuing to do those things. One of the great things is we had already partnered with Frederick Health, and they had been looking for some organization to do STI testing. So they provide all of our STI testing for free. So we were able to just go ahead and have them start doing pregnancy tests at first, and now we're doing pregnancy tests in center again. that's been a really, really great partnership with the community. When, right before we kind of got shut down in Frederick County with COVID, that January I had signed up for a program for the educational piece where I can text classes and worksheets to all of our clients. And so, like, this is great. So after we realized it was no longer going to be the 2 weeks, we started implementing that more. And we were able to send those lessons out to our clients, which has been a really good thing. So I've continued to be able to provide services like diapers, wipes, formula, baby clothes, really about anything that you need for a new baby. One of the things that we do not do is we do not refer for abortions. We do not take any government money. All of our money that comes in is through donations. I do partner with a couple of organizations for some grant money, but really I use those specifically for items such as brand new car seats, pack and plays, diapers, wipes, things like that. So some of the ways that you can help, which should be, here's the next slide. So how can you help? First of all, pray for us. Because oftentimes we feel the weight of what we do. We feel the enemy trying to attack in different ways. Pastor Dan kind of touched on legislatively. That happens at times. And also, just, you know, the struggles of trying to continue to do what we're doing in a world where truth doesn't always get out. Other ways that you can help, donate. It takes money to keep our doors open. We're pretty open about the things, the amount that we need. We keep things pretty low. I'm not making a 3 or 6 figure salary, I can assure you. Right now on staff, we have 8 people, 4 full-time, full-time-ish, and then 4 part-time. And so we keep things pretty low. We rely on volunteers. So another way that you can help is to be a volunteer. I think since COVID, we've lost some of our volunteers as far as their ability to be able to come in, but we're starting to ramp up to be able to open our doors back to volunteers, and that should be happening very shortly. And so that's one of the ways. We need help with sorting donations. We need help with doing working with the girls with the pregnancy tests and things like that. It's all a process. It takes a little bit of time to go through our training. We also need volunteer nurses to help run pregnancy tests because apparently only a medical professional can read 1 line or 2 lines. I don't know. That's the rules. We have to follow them. And so if you're interested in any of those things, you know, just let me know. Another way is baby bottle campaigns, collecting donations, like material things. All you have to do is give me a call, send me an email. Hey, what do you need? I can let you know, because sometimes I need something, sometimes I need others. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed with the things that are coming in right now, because I'm kind of the only one sorting those donations right now. And with COVID, a lot of people decided to go through their things, and so lovely of them to want to bring them to me, but I only have so much storage space. But there's also always specific things that we need, like Friday I gave out the last stroller that I have, and things like that. We take new things, and we take gently used things. Okay. It has been such a privilege for me personally to be able to be a part of this organization. The group of women that I work with have been such an emotional, spiritual support to me. And there's 3 things that we like to help our clients with, that is our desire to help our clients with. And that is their emotional needs, their physical needs, and their spiritual needs. So every client that gets a pregnancy test with us, here's the gospel, here's the word of God. We're praying over our clients. Our clients come back to us time and time again. For my classes, I have clients that I have some who've probably been with me almost 8 years, I think. In May of this year, my piece of it, the Earn While You Learn program, will have been in existence for 10 years. And that's something that has been a real help to the community for continuing those needs that are out there. We can go ahead and go to the last slide. Those are a few of my girls. And not only have they been, we've been able to bless them with things, but they've been a blessing to me. I've shared in their lives, I've shared their tears, and I've walked with some of them through some journeys that are a little dark. One of the women in that picture, she was with a guy who kept promising he was going to marry her, and 3 kids later, he still hadn't married her. And so now she's raising 3 kids, thankfully with the help of her mom. I've seen other women grow in their love of God, in their spiritual journeys, and it's awesome to see. It really is. So as we close, and ask the worship team to come on back up. And a couple of things, like Becca said, I'm going to be hanging around. And I guess I'm pretty thankful that I decided to not have an abortion. Because if I didn't, you guys wouldn't be blessed with Becca. Or Chad. More importantly, Connor, Reagan, and Evie, but you know how that goes. So anyway, I'll be hanging out here. I'll take questions. You guys can ask my husband questions. He's also a volunteer at CareNet. And just thank you all so much for having me. And there's also some flyers and information in the back. Thank you.